Now, you served 38 years as a teacher in the Ann Arbor Public School District?
32 of the 38 with the Ann Arbor Public Schools, yes.
So then you retired last June and decided to run for the Ann Arbor Board of Education?
Well, it wasn't my initial expectation, but many parents and teachers, people I respected, asked me to run. And after weighing it over for 6 months and trying to say no, I saw there was a need and yes, joined the slate of candidates. Learning the other side of the of that perspective of how the schools work.
And what have you learned?
Nothing that I didn't know,
okay.
But it's very complex. You know, teaching, learning is very complex, the administration side, the budget side.
So what do you think your priorities are now as an Ann Arbor School Board member?
I think the priority for every member in every district in Michigan is dealing with the funding crisis. Ann Arbor tends to be better off than other districts, but we're certainly aware of the state of education as a whole. I would like to focus on reengaging with the community, gaining trust and access between the board and community, or at least the perception of it. And also between the administration and the staff.
Do you think there isn't trust between the residents and the school board?
I don't think it's a matter of trust, but openness and access. I think from the board's viewpoint there is. I've heard from the public, maybe in part because of public commentary, the policy is the board doesn't respond. But I'm hoping to reach out more and make access more easily available. Know that what we believe is that we're available to meet. I want to get the word out.
Did you have some priorities about education-related efforts you wanted to work on?
I did indeed. The administration and the board have many things to be concerned about. We're about to put a sinking fund millage on the ballot in May because the structural needs are great. Repairs have been delayed for the last 10 years just to keep classrooms going. But maybe because I'm experienced in the classroom level, you know, I would like to help re-empower teachers in decision-making.
We're talking to Jeff Gaynor, a recently elected Ann Arbor School Board member. That's an interesting point. Re-empower teachers. How can you do that? What do they need?
As a teacher, I felt I had the autonomy, the professionalism to teach the students in front of me through the first 30 or so years of my career with federal and state mandates, and now district mandates on top of it. We want to make sure teachers are accountable. We want to make sure it's in a positive way. But I, for one, see that all the best intentions from the top don't always translate into the best teaching and learning practices within the classroom. So that's, again, a very complex issue I'm seeking to address.
You mentioned a sinking fund millage increase coming up. I think a lot of people look at the Ann Arbor Public School District and think it's a pretty lucrative, financially sound situation right now. Do you think that's going to be a tough sell?
I think we have to explain the need for it, which hasn't been done yet, but we have 3 months to do it. There are many leaking roofs. There are many structural issues. There's new influx of housing, which is going to affect elementary schools already at capacity. The district has to make its case because already Ann Arbor is not an especially affordable community. On the other hand, Ann Arbor does care and has always supported their schools.
Do you think your nearly 40 years as a public school educator gives you better insight as to what is important and how to proceed as a school board member?
I believe it gives me the background and a different perspective to add to the views of the board. You know, obviously it wouldn't make sense to have it dominated by teachers, but I think having a teacher on the board can balance out all of the needs and provide perspective. The board decides as a body, makes policy as a body, so I won't have undue influence, but I have seen things that is not necessarily clear to the people down in the administration.
So you have that advantage.
I believe.
Would you consider it an advantage?
I would consider it important.
Okay. Not an advantage, but important. You've been on the board since January, and already you're getting a lot of attention because at the beginning of the meeting, they say the Pledge of Allegiance, and you don't stand up.
This is a personal issue. It hasn't been an issue for the board. A couple of other trustees asked me about it, and I've explained. And then I wrote up a statement for anybody who would ask. So when the Ann Arbor News asked, I sent in the statement. I've received less than a handful of emails, mostly supportive, a couple that disagreed with me, which is fine. But I think it's an important issue, you know, for the country, for people individually, but it's not especially a board issue or an education issue.
Why don't you stand up?
I started sitting through the pledge about 1970 during the Vietnam War. During a period, there was a large sentiment of a, what I'd call blind nationalism, my country, right or wrong. And this was used kind of as a force to get people to support whatever the government did without examining the issues. I mean, I sit as a matter of personal conscience in public. If it makes people discuss the issue, all the better.
Did you discuss it with your students when you were a teacher?
When it came up, mostly sixth graders and younger weren't quite up to the conversation. I explained briefly why I didn't stand, and then I let it be.
Of course, we heard about Colin Kaepernick, who didn't, the football player, who didn't stand for the national anthem. Do you compare your views to his, your situation?
Well, I've been doing this for the last 45 years. I think, as a matter of conscience, it's similar. He's got a different focus, one I support, that we, again, back to equity and social justice. That's a strong impulse for everything I do. But
he took a lot of heat for that. Do you think you get as much heat as he does?
Not in Ann Arbor compared to the national, fandom scene. Again, I don't do it to be risk adverse. I do it as a matter of conscience. It's not the first time I've taken heat over my standing up, so to speak.
So what's next as an Ann Arbor School Board member?
I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep inviting citizens to participate, respond to them. I was elected secretary, and that's one of the secretary's roles, to respond on behalf of the board. I do want to look at issues that affect the classroom, teaching and learning issues. And I'm looking to be convinced. I'm meeting with the bond committee because I want to support the needs that Ann Arbor has. Again, they've got to make their case clear.
Funding and learning. Those are the two words I hear you saying a lot.
Yes, that's pretty good. Right.
Jeff Gaynor, recently elected Ann Arbor School Board member. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for inviting me.